Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you've logged in to Great Spirit Relay Radio, episode number one on the CCHI Prisoners of War Alice V. Toklas Smoke News Radio Network. And I bring you David, our Great Spirit Relay racer who is traveling across the country, and he has a lot of good information for you. And here you go. It's going to be a really nice series.
Thank you very much, Jason. I really appreciate the introduction and your setting this up for me. This will be the first of hopefully a series of regular broadcasts along the way of the Great Spirit Relay, which started in Santa Barbara on May 8, 2018, with a walk around the block at City Hall as a prayer for peace and also an appeal for the creation of the Santa Barbara Community Peace Council. So the Great Spirit Relay started in 1986, but it didn't fulfill its mission. So we've kind of resurrected it for 2018 to carry the message of peace through love, that we can achieve personal peace through the practice of unconditional love. And that leads to peace in the community and peace in the world. And this is kind of the distilled essence of the message of peace that's associated with the global peace poles and the global peace batons that have the six different symbols of cultures of peace, including two precedents for creating spiritual unity of the nations and ending warfare and violence simply by the leadership recognizing and accepting the message of peace. So we're doing this Great Spirit Relay. Here the full title is The Great Spirit, All My Relations, Relay, Marathon, Walk, and Caravan. So this is 4 years, as David Williams, I've been doing the Peace Walk Project since our walk from Santa Barbara to Santa Monica to introduce the Hopi interpreter Thomas Banyaka to the Nipponzo Myohoji Japanese Buddhist monks. I've been on dozens of peace walks organized dozens of peace walks in 4 decades since. So this, because of the schedule, is more than just a walk, but it's also to keep on time for the distance. It would be a relay run, a relay walk, bicycle ride, whatever it takes to get from point to point with the number of people that turned out to participate. Focusing on a walk around the block at City Hall at noon in selected cities along the route, and encourage local people everywhere to conduct in your own city a Walk a Mile for Peace Day, walk around City Hall block for peace. So the idea is you meet at noon, and then 20 minutes of talking, circle up at noon, 20 minutes of talking, then 20 minutes walk around the block, that's a mile, 20 minutes walk a mile for peace, then 20 minutes back to the origin point, another 20 minutes of talking, what did we learn today, whose revelation you want to share, and that's it, a 1 hour event, so people can come in their lunch hour. So my commitment is a kind of retirement hobby project for my summer vacation is to conduct this event from Atlanta, July 11th to the White House, August 30th, to offer the Global Peace Pole ceremony with the president in the circle, and then on to Jerusalem for October to offer the Peace Pole ceremonies simultaneously in East and West Jerusalem for the in October 24th this year, United Nations Day, the 73rd anniversary of the creation of the United Nations, the ratification of the United Nations Charter. And then 2 years, that'll mark October 24th this year, will mark 2 years before the 75th anniversary of the United Nations Global Peace Forum, which is being convened in the city of Santa Fe with New Mexico, with the cooperation of the city of Santa Fe, as a 75th anniversary, United Nations anniversary, Global Peace Forum, the Spiritual Unity Summit, to bring the various spiritual leaders and wisdom keepers around the world together on that occasion. So Spirit Relay Project that's coming out again now is intended, I should put it this way, is intended to carry out a schedule and first had our first ceremony to kind of bless the project, initiate it, occurred on March 11th in Santa Barbara at the UCSB Tree of Peace. This was a ceremony attended by seven people, including the mayor, Kathy Murillo, who offered her mayoral proclamation of Community Tree of Peace Day on that occasion, along with the welcome by the Chumash elder Art Cisneros, and the ceremony conducted by Jose Munoz, the wisdom keeper and the sacred calendars keeper of the Mayan people, who's now teaching about the new sixth sun calendar for the next 26,000 years that started December 21st, 2012. And so the mayor came and read her proclamation, and Jose is taking that with him on his travels and ceremonies around the world. And then another one on April, that was March 11th, and then the mayor's proclamation mentions the creation of Community Peace Council for Santa Barbara, as we want to inspire creation locally everywhere. And then she mentioned the Santa Barbara Peace Pole for Jerusalem, which is a project we started in 1994, and it's gone through a couple of iterations of the design on the particular looks of Peace Pole, but now with this Global Peace Pole design that has six symbols of various culture of peace messages, we're ready to offer what we hope will be an effective Global Peace Pole ceremony. And by using these same graphics on the sort of small handheld tubular devices, peace batons, like a relay race baton, so a smaller version of the same set of six symbols, message of peace symbols, can be affixed to a small, like a foot long or so tube as a relay baton, great spirit relay baton representing the message of peace through love. And these graphics are available online. You can download from the Great Spirit website, the Gate Spirit Relay website, which is GR8 spiritrelay.com. And as of today, the not sure the forwarding is set up properly and it's under construction, but that will be the link to everything else, the Facebook pages and so forth that are set up to support this project. And as of now, as of today, May 26th, here we are at 3:38 p.m. I'm parked in an undisclosed location in the San Fernando Valley. And with a little less than an eighth of a tank of gas parked in a residential area where there's an empty lot that I don't seem to be bothering anybody. And doesn't seem to be any parking signs. It's something I'm getting towed away. So I thought I'd reach out with this first Blog Talk Radio talk.
Your participation makes a difference. Give thanks to our sponsors to hashtag Peace It Forward. You are listening to Great Spirit Relay Radio at Great Spirit Relay on all social media from here to Mars, GR8SPIRITRELAY on Instagram, Twitter, Blogspot, Blog Talk Radio. We can be found at Great Spirit Relay Radio. Say that five times fast and share on all social media to win the satisfaction of being a part of global peace by 2021. Thank you for listening to Great Spirit Relay Radio.
Wow, thank you very much. So we're I'm on the road to Tucson. As soon as gas money comes pouring into my PayPal and Western Union accounts today later, after some last day events by the support here in Los Angeles, very marvelously arranged by Melissa Ballin, and happy to be here, most happy to be here with her and Jason today, kicking off this Great Spirit Relay Radio. So the plan is leaving here, traveling over Memorial Day weekend, getting settled in the Tucson area, and then doing the next walk around the block from City Hall. Like May 8th, I want to walk around the block at City Hall in Santa Barbara to mark first formal steps on this 2018 Great Spirit Relay Marathon Walk and Caravan. And then one person joined me, baton around the block, and then me beating the drum and chanting, and then the local, wonderful local TV, community TV producer filming for her show, Alternate Perspective, marked the first symbolic beginning. And then the next, we walked around the Santa Monica Community Gardens, a beautiful place in Santa Monica, across the street from the Vital Hemp sponsor, who donated me a nice, beautiful hemp T-shirt to walk with on the walk, and a holster for the 1 foot length size little piece baton. It looked really cool carrying around a piece baton and a holster. I don't think anybody's going to bother me for branching the piece baton, but if it's too big, it might create the wrong image. So smaller size, maybe even, anyway, this will be a product line. We're creating an open source business opportunity for anybody who has a like mind, peace through love, to take these ideas we're putting out, no cost, no charge, free ideas to products you can make, things you can copy and send on and collect your own donations, make things that you can use and need, and then you can make more and sell them if you want to make a business out of it. You have to pay a patent fee or anything. If you make a lot of money, send me a little bit for the idea kind of thing. Sharing ideas. So among them is this piece of baton is a product. You learn how to make them soft, this kind of thing, tents, all kinds of products we're going to be discussing over the time. We want to bring to your attention the idea of the Global Peace Forum and the concept of just simply accepting peace and piecing it forward. The relay, the Great Spirit Relay Global Peace Baton is a symbol of the great Spirit Relay peace through love message. So the baton is a message of peace. And we use a simple offering kind of teaching ceremony. One person, I accept peace, holding the baton, and offer the next one, do you accept peace? Next person, I accept peace, and then they pass the next one, same kind of thing, do you accept peace? It's very simple, and they're really fun, excellent peace game kind of concept. I accept peace, and then I want to piece it forward. And handing on to the next runner, bicycle rider, walker, talker. And then, you can curl up the details of your particular message of peace, put it inside the Army or proclamation, your governor's proclamation, your mayor's proclamation. Can carry them around the block in your own Global Peace Baton to add to the prayer. The Great Spirit Relay. Now, we'll be conducting the Spiritual Unity Summit, the first time the first time without using that exact name, convened in 1994 August 20th to 28th, at the time of the birth of the first white buffalo calf, born August 20th, 1994, an apparent fulfillment of the Lakota prophecy from 19 generations ago about the predicting a time of hope for these days, where the symbol of this non-albino female white buffalo calf named Miracle, born on August 20th, 1994. By a coincidence, at that time, we were having a mutual prophecy fulfillment gathering near the Grand Canyon. And then this time, that was the first time I'll call Spiritual Unity Summit. Spirit was a unity festival called. The next time, 2016, same day, this is I want to see, recognize annual White Buffalo Prophecy Days, August 20th to 28th every year, 9 days. So this year, 2016, that happened at Grand Canyon, in the forest near Flagstaff, 2016, trying to recreate what we did in 1994. Limited success, but a lot of sort of static internet noise created about it. So next time, this year, 2018, August 20th, 28th, at the Rebelt National Park Campground near Washington, D.C., camped 9-day Spiritual Unity Summit, a forum for global peace. Now, this will be a 2 years and so many months ahead of the October 2020 75th anniversary Global Peace Forum that I mentioned earlier in Santa Fe, and ours in Washington, D.C. will be carrying the message afterwards to the White House from the walk starting at the Carter Center on July 11th in Atlanta, first day that July 11th to the King Center, and then walking and running and bicycle riding and whatever to keep on schedule for the walk around City Hall block at the cities, selected cities in between Atlanta and Washington, D.C., and then culminating with the offer of the Global Peace Pole Ceremony and the message of peace at the White House, offering this with an invitation for the president to join the circle. And then carrying on after that to October 24th this year in Jerusalem to planning the October 24th Peace Pole Ceremonies in both East and West Jerusalem, and then on that leading up to the 2020, and then the 2021, December 21st, 2021, is the close of a major cycle that kind of overlaps and intersected with December 12th, 2012, in that the December 21st, 2021 will be convened the first, the next major gathering by the Mayan wisdom keepers since the first such gathering in the year 1444, when at that time the message of the Jade Princess was delivered in 1444, giving the prophecy of we have world peace by the year 2021. So this teachings and this sacred six sun calendar that our brother Jose Munoz is offering the teachings about to bring an understanding of the past, present, and future into the now, and that learning how to remember the future on the way to peace on earth. Remember that as well as remembering the past in the eternal now. And so I'd like to welcome our first guest ever on the first of this Great Spirit Relay Radio, the wonderful brother who's helped set this all up, technical advisor as well as wisdom keeper, Jason Broski of Smoke News Radio, who's helping me set up this program through his Smoke Signals for Peace, for Global Peace program on the Blog Talk Radio. So I want to turn this over to Jason to give us his message at this time.
Yes, hello, faithful listeners out there. We are on a mission to help people with like-minded ideas of peace and unity to get their information out there and bring it forward with what David is doing on the Great Spirit Relay. Throw some radio on there and get a lot of his journey going. as he goes across the United States. He's not exactly on a liberate marijuana mission, but he's on a spiritual journey that parts of his spiritual journey does involve cannabis, but his whole journey is not cannabis, ruha, ruha, support, support, shoot fireworks, marijuana, marijuana, constantly. So it's a very open-minded show as he's going to travel from here all the way to the other side of the universe and document who he meets, who he talks to, different things going on in his day, his philosophies, the adventures. And this is a real shot in the dark kind of show, but you know what? We all deserve a chance to have ourselves and our adventures immortalized. And that's what it's here for on the Blog Talk Network, is to bring it here for the people now and people for the future. So we're having a lot of fun. Our good friend Melissa Ballin, a fellow activist out there who has many good things going for her, asked me to start a show with this fella. And he's a very nice fella. He's not pushy. He's pretty focused on getting things going. And he has a lot of good content. Someone give him some time. And I'm glad to give him some time here. He's going to be also perhaps uploading shows, because there's a lot of different places he goes and walks around different kind of monuments and different places, different city halls, and has his own spiritual protest, as it may be, as he traverses across the United States of America right here. He has himself a wonderful boat that will travel him and many of his fellow companions. And although on the Smoke News, Alice P. Toklas, Prisoners of War, CCHI Network, we don't really have the big funding to give everyone equipment, we have been able to get him an audio splitter for his phone and the microphone and headphones, so he can actually, you know, use this to create a portable studio in the best that he can, with be able to interview people and talk to people. And we verified the transmission, and it's still going out there on the universe. So we're very excited. Give praise. We are live in the phone call to the universe. And this right now, he's going to be doing about an hour shows, and we're coming almost to the half-hour mark. And a lot of it is I'm encouraging him to just hold the air for a long period of time, because during his journey, he's going to be out there doing his own things. And he's going to have some shows on days that aren't regular, but he is posting it on his Instagram, The Great, that's G-R-8, the number 8, Great Spirit Relay Radio is being posted all over. It's also Great Spirit Relay, I believe, on Instagram and Facebook and all those other dark web places to get your digital underground mayhem underway and understand people's travels and traverses and adventures as they ninja across the world. And each person has their different kind of content that they're going to bring forward. And I'm really stoked on David bringing his viewpoint and expertise, as this man was around conscience during the 70s, so he'd be able to help us how things look from longer in the day to today, the universe as it has changed and is changing for these millennials, and then the snowflake generation, and then all the different people, how they interact and want to be attended to and their hands held. So it's I really appreciate your viewpoint. It's not as crass or brass as mine. And give you the microphone right here, and I am handing cue cards, and here. And then we have another co-host, guest, Melissa Ballin right here, who has things to read about the world. There you go.
Give thanks to Jason Blonsky of Planet Earth. This is Melissa Ballin. I may or may not be from Mars. Shout out to our future guest from the future, Back to the Future, Richard Eastman, who will be on episode 2, Redo. So stay tuned Thank you for listening. Your participation makes a difference, and we at Great Spirit Relay Radio give thanks to our sponsors for hashtag Peace It Forward. You are able to listen to Great Spirit Relay Radio. Give thanks to our sponsors and give thanks to you, our listeners. You can follow along or lead us along at Great Spirit Relay on all social media from here to Mars. And shout out to our latest follower and social media participator, Global Peace Ambassador Dragon, who we met through the TARDIS machine, the Wayback Time Machine. He let us know that we can bring the message of peace all the way to Mars. I already had an email out and a tweet out to Elon Musk, holla if you hear me, to see if he could bring our peace baton along in the Tesla. But Elon Musk is not the only real estate purveyor of Mars. You can also get your message to Mars through Elon Musk, though, and the program through the International Intergalactic Tribal Council. So we're going to be looking into that, hashtag accept peace. And if you know me from previous episodes on Smoke News Radio, our Saturday show, Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes, you can find out all the many uses of cannabis hemp to save the planet and get us safely to the next planet on Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes and at jackharer.com, which is on David Williams' reading list for the Global Peace Relay. If you have any suggested reading materials, please tweet them to David at Great Spirit Relay. He's going to have some time for audiobooks while he's driving and reading material along his way. Shout out to our sponsors and our Global Peace Ambassadors. It takes a lot of people along the road, our ancestors, descendants, friends, family. Shout out to all of our relations. And I say shout out a lot, but also here's to a whisper to and on behalf of our relations and those who can no longer speak for themselves. I'm Melissa Ballin, and those of you who know me know I refuse to remain silent. However, there is a power in silence. We know silence is consent, and if we don't want to be complicit in the ills that are going on in the world, we must do our part and take responsibility and be responsible to do our part to transform and transmute, decelerate negativity and accelerate positivity. So in addition to shout outs, I want to matriculate a new language, a new dialogue, and hold space for peace and the language of peace. So I'd like to give a whisper and a thanks, give thanks to the Center for Nonviolent Communication, which is just outside of Santa Barbara where David began his journey. But however, rather than but, because that is in keeping with go words, and we say yes and or however instead of but, we'd like to send David on his journey with a nonviolent communication Kleenex box. And some people know me as the town crier because I've been crying for justice and crying for tears of compassion and empathy for those who are ancestors who are no longer with us and our descendants who are yet to be. And those tears may or may not be made of water, and hashtag water is life, because sometimes this journey, this peace relay, can be dehydrating. So we want to give a healthy reminder, as I take a sip of water and clear my throat, pardonnez-moi, I clear my throat for peace. And we're talking about, oh, that might be Richard Eastman phoning in from Uranus. This is an interplanetary journey, and whether or not you can teleport or translate or transgate from here to there, we are taking this message with David from Santa Barbara all the way and all between the White House, and beyond. That includes Mars, Uranus, the Interplanetary Council, and that's why we appreciate this opportunity through Smoke News Radio to send out these smoke signals, because whether the smoke you light is incense smoke, cannabis, marijuana smoke, cannabis hemp smoke, or sage smoke, or the various healing herbs, we want to send up smoke signals to our ancestors, our descendants. We don't want to be silent. We want to speak out that we accept peace and also acknowledge what is peace, what does it mean, and what is going to take. So on this journey, since I've had the honor of joining David Williams, Peace Walker of Great Spirit Relay, and we've had a few and many more to come, Great Spirit rallies to raise awareness, to get people to meet David. And I give thanks to David for walking the walk and talking the talk of peace, whether he's alone, or, although we know he is never alone. Give thanks to Great Spirit and our ancestors, our descendants, and our ancestors, because there are no slips, only Freudian slips. Shout out to Freud, and shout out to Jung and longevity, because we are as young as we feel, and we are ageless, really. And but peace is ageless, and there are some cultures that have had peace, experienced peace for hundreds of years, and some cultures, like the millennials, that may have never experienced peace in their brief lifetimes. But still, and however still, as we self-correct ourselves and come correct, may hold space and hope to see peace in their lifetimes. So along with David on this walk and in these relay rallies, David has been telling me little bits and pieces of the story from Jose about the Jade Princess and the prophecy. And I had the honor of occupying with Jose and Jason Brodsky of Earth. So it is all related, and we may or may not be all related, but it's all related that Jason Flying Tree Brodsky and Jose Timekeeper, Mayan Timekeeper Munoz, and Melissa Ballin, who may or may not have difficulty keeping time, or keeping track of time, or staying on time, we all occupied space and time together at Occupy LA in the Sovereign Nation of Freedom and Peace, which is not just a space and a place at formerly known as Solidarity Park surrounding LA City Hall, but it's also a place, a state of mind that will travel with David Williams from Santa Barbara all the way to the White House and beyond, all the way to Mars in perpetuity. But as we walk with David and as we listen to Great Spirit Relay Radio, we'll get little tidbits from Jose and from David about this prophecy of the Jade Princess. And I will admit, I did say, no way, Jose, at first, because the messages, correct me if I'm wrong, and two rights don't make a left, but two... Say it again, David. Three rights do make a left? Yeah. So two lefts don't make it right, but three rights do make a left. And apparently, if this is the future, our listeners from the future and the aliens who followed along are hashtagged, because that's why I hashtag, so that the aliens and all our relations can follow along the Great Spirit, All My Relations Relay Marathon Walk and caravan via spaceship, virtually 3D, 2D, augmented, or hashtag no filter, they can follow along some of the following hashtags. Hashtag Global Peace Forum, hashtag Accept Peace, hashtag Peace It Forward, hashtag Great Spirit Relay, hashtag Spiritual Unity Summit, hashtag Global Peace 2021. And tell us more, David Williams, Peace Walker, about Global Peace 2021. Hashtag no way, Jose. And yet you say It's true that we will already have global peace by 2021. Those of you listening in the future already know, Yadameng. But if it is true, then those of us here in 2018 on terrestrial planet Earth and Elon Musk's Tesla all the way already on planet Mars, who don't know yet that we have global peace by 2021, this is a rare, limited collector's edition opportunity to be a part of it, to have your name associated with the claim of this journey, of this relay for global peace. So if they make an offering, whether it be financial, energetic, I always say your resources are worth more than your money, so please tweet and repeat to everyone you know. But a great example is patriot of another country, but obviously a citizen of planet Earth, who you met at the Santa Monica Community Gardens, who also had an incredible mustache going on. So a whisper and a shout out to grooming and facial hair. He gave you an incredible spicy arugula, which when your YouTube channel is live, they'll be able to watch us eat and accept offerings. But right now, I'm going to have a piece of spicy arugula. Jason, would you like to try it as well? So you can actually hear me chewing it, and it is super spicy. Give thanks to the Santa Monica Community Garden, and give thanks to every community garden. My mommy says not to talk with your mouth full. And I know thanks to Felix Austria School of Civility, which is on the Global Peace Forum reading list, the virtual reading list that's going to be following along. Civility is an important part of global peace, because global peace doesn't mean just doing whatever the feck you want. It means actually holding space for each other, allowing for each other's pursuit of happiness. And I don't personally know all the things that global peace entails or requires, or I feel I might have it in my own life and surroundings. So I'm looking forward to forwarding along what I learn. And I'm really enjoying the arugula. I also want to give thanks for community gardens that are no longer around, like the South Central Farm that we occupied for and with in solidarity during the Occupy movement. There's a documentary about it, and you can always Google anything you hear about on this show that you would like to hear more about. We'll be backing that data up through Google, and I'm going to give back this microphone to David Williams so you could tell us a little bit more about this prophecy that with every donation, whether it's or offering, whether it's a tweet, or give thanks to the Western Union that came through today, give thanks to the PayPal, give thanks to the gift cards that people have already met David at the gas stations and restaurants along the way to Peace It Forward and share. Every one of them, their name will be a part of the crowdfunding campaign for global peace, because we want to bring some more fun and joy back to it. But tell us more about our contributions and our offerings, and how it's really to be a part of history, to be a part of what is already written, that we really will have global peace in 2021. It's hard for me to believe, but I want to believe. So tell me more about that, David, so that I can honor, and I'm going to tweet live while you're all listening, so look for my hashtag, Peace It Forward.
Thank you, Melissa, and thank you so much for all of amazing work you've done and help you've been in this last week since I met you again in L.A. at the North Hollywood showing of your great movie about Jack Harrer's book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, the story of the conspiracy to eliminate marijuana, eliminate hemp cannabis by calling it marijuana. So I want to address your question about what we're loosely now calling the newly revealed Mayan prophecy about the global peace starting on Earth in the year 2021. And then I'd like to also, in this next segment, however much time we have, I'd like to address Jason's comments and support of the HempWise movement to save the world. This is the banner that will be uniting all the various supporters to reunite the cannabis, hemp, marijuana legalization freedom movement under HempWise movement. But to first address, I also want to read in this segment the Santa Barbara Mayor's Proclamation of the Community Tree of Peace Day. So I'll start with what Melissa asked, which is how I met Jose Munoz 3 years ago and why I'm doing this project for my retirement summer vacation to go meet the president and bring Jose Munoz to shake hands with him kind of thing, is because two things. 3 years ago, Jose Munoz, who you can find on Facebook as Jose Federico Munoz, and you can find on the Internet Highway at his .com site, which is Jose Ajpu, A-J-P-U, Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z .com. So he's among 250,000 people like himself who are raised from children as calendar keepers. And so he explained, they keep track of 23 different calendars, and he explained that this big date in December 21st, 2012, kind of some people accidentally fomented a hysteria about the end of the world or whatever, was the end of a 26,000-year calendar cycle on the Mayan calendar. And now another one has begun. But since then, they've looked at these 23 different calendars and plotted the commonalities of what they're saying over the next 26,000 years, and combine that with the computer insights consultant expert with the cosmology of the planets, movements, and so forth, and correlated a master giant cosmic calendar for the next 26,000 years that's based on commonalities with the Hopi calendars following the same star patterns kind of thing. So they began just a couple of years ago revealing and teaching about this new sixth calendar. And when I first met him 3 years ago, Jose had an 8-seat of a scroll of like a color Xerox scroll laid out on the table in front. And it looked like a copy of a rubbing from a stone carvings of the Mayan face kind of characters. You explain this is the scroll of the Jade Princess, who reported to the meeting in the year 1444 of all the tribes that had been summoned the last few years before then to come together for a major council, predicting the future and giving them calendars and instructions of what to do to survive the coming destruction 50 years before Columbus, anyway. But in 1444, at that council, the Jade Princess delivered a message. And the message was transmitted back in time, he said, from the year 2029 by this person. And the part of the message he revealed was that world peace starts in the year 2021. So then, this year, the energy built up to the point where we... Jose's designed a Mayan calendar, a six sun calendar demonstration piece. It's a dream catcher made from hemp cordage over the top of a structure that doesn't really have a name yet, but it's kind of like a rainbow colored lattice structure that does a energy points centerpiece for this Mayan calendar. Temple installation. It's a gathering space to ceremonial way come together and meet one another in peace. This we first set up at the Lucidity Festival in Santa Barbara on the first part of April, and now going on its way to Standing Rock. So Jose is taking this with the support of the Tribal Trust Foundation to the Standing Rock for the Summer Solstice Gathering this year, and then on the setup at 100 different locations between now and December 21st in the year 2020, because that will be the day of the ceremonial ending ceremony of this cycle based on the Jade Princess message and towards the fulfillment of this Jade Princess prophecy about the coming of peace on earth starting in 2021. So this is just one of the things we want to keep in mind as you start thinking about the message of peace that we're hearing and collecting and sharing, and piece it forward, Princess.
You tell them you were going to answer my question about the Jade Princess.
Didn't I just talk about that while you were talking to him?
Well, you didn't explain about the 20. My question is the guy from 2029. Who's coming back to 1444? You know, I wasn't raised with California core math. I don't feel like you explained that part.
Okay. Well, I'll explain again the best of my understanding.
Okay.
He did mention it again in the talk that we had with Santa Barbara Television.
Tell them where to find it.
Okay. You can go on Facebook to Santa Barbara Community Television Facebook page. It's called Alternative Perspective, Suzanne Obando's show. And on there's a recording of an interview with Jose Munoz and David Williams on the 23rd of May, talking about these things. And Jose mentions more details about the Jade Princess prophecy and that. But basically, when he first mentioned it, he said that this woman, the Jade Princess, transmits back in time. I'm not sure what you went back in time. I'm not sure what your word you used. Teleported wasn't the word, but went back in time from the year 2029 to this. The time he didn't specify, but I didn't remember. But the date to this gathering and spoke on the summer solstice, June 21st, 1444, and said to the effect of, hey, I just came from the future, 2029, and the message is yada, yada, yada. And then that was all put in stone and carved with a bunch of these symbols, and then a rubbing made from it, and he brought and shared from it. But the only part of that message he revealed was 3 years ago, he said, this is the first time we're revealing this in public, and the reason why they're revealing it in public is because the crystal skull they had with him, the Kamachimi, had gotten a mysterious spot of red blood that appeared in the middle of this big crystal skull. And so that told the elders to tell Jose to go out in the world and tell this Jade Princess message. So the first was, she comes back through time from the year 2029 to 1444, saying there's peace on earth starting in 2021 on our calendar. And then in successive times, he's explained that this deeper, more symbolic message that this being, the other part is this being, let's say, that's coming back through time, is not the transmission of a physical human body, male or female, but it's a certain spiritual being, archetype, call it, that one can tune into. More or less, I guess it's kind of analogous to the Buddha, but you copy Buddha, become the Buddha. But the Jade Princess, as he indicated in his last one, is kind of like a spirit that seems to be coming through in these days. On a high note, can we help? Okay, well, how you can help us is basically spread the word to the details from our Facebook and social media. From the website, gr8spiritrelay.com. And then if you can make the contribution, we really need help with gas money and parking tickets and food and whatever. I'm just one guy, but I spent my retirement money already this month, and I'd like people to join me. I want to be able to offer them things. I go and visit people. I want to be able to offer them things and so pay for their gas. So if you help me, I can help them, and that will make everybody feel good. You can PayPal me at the paypal.me, like Mary E, at welcome happy 420 at the moment.
Because it's always 420 somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And you can PayPal me at paypal.me/Davy, D-A-V-Y, Crockett, C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T, Williams, Davy Crockett Williams, after it slash. And or send me Western Union, David Crockett Williams. I'll pick it up wherever. If you can help spread the word, anything you can think of, do your walk around City Hall block, walk a mile for peace. Peace it forward.
Give thanks. You are listening to Great Spirit Relay Radio. Your participation makes a difference. Give thanks to our sponsors who help us to hashtag peace it forward. We'd like to give thanks for this week's sponsors, Vital Hemp, Santa Monica Community Garden, Smoke News Radio, More Hemp, CA Hope Foundation, JackHarer.com, Hemp Can Save the Planet, Buds and Roses, 99 High Tide Collective, and CBD Billionaire. You're the next CBD billionaire, and you can hashtag hemp it forward, hashtag hemp on, hashtag hemp wise, by reading CBD Billionaire and accepting a lucky penny. I'm Melissa Ballin, author of CBD Billionaire, and with every download, you receive a lucky penny to remind you that we make our own luck, and a hashtag make the most of every opportunity, and hashtag take good care of everything you touch. So I'd like to make a contribution. Those who have followed along, Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes and Stay Occupied on blogtalkradio.com, you know that I gave up money back in 2011, and I gave up giving up money in 2017 with the publishing of CBD Billionaire and my hopes to feed a million people, hashtag team feed a million, and help piece it forward. So my contribution is a $2, enjoy this life dollar, shout out and whisper to Instagram at enjoy this life dollar, that is out of circulation. This $2 bill is out of circulation. You can see a photo of it on Great Spirit Relay on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Blog Spot, and Great Spirit Relay Radio on Blog Talk. You can see a photo of this Enjoy This Life $2 bill and give thanks to future guest Went Farms, who is all about those $2 bills. You can win a complimentary $2 bill and Enjoy This Life $2 bill at the next screening of Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes with our guests, our special guests, the Pop Brothers at Law, who just won Cannabis Attorney of the Year. They help remind you about your sovereign rights and other rights, like your constitutional rights and your natural rights. And let's all say a prayer and give thanks to and in honor of David Williams Peace Walker's safe travels and safe journeys. Safety first, and we know it's your right to travel, which is not the same as a commercial license to drive. So it is important to hashtag know your rights and exercise your rights so that you don't lose your rights by using your rights. So give thanks to the Most High, and it is 420 everywhere. It's 420 somewhere. My late great friend Jack Harer and co-director would want you all to know that cannabis hemp isn't just for smoking. So give thanks to Vital Hemp for this hempkin serviette, which has our arugula in it, and you'll be seeing on the Instagram. And here's a gratitude gram to Smoke News Radio and to Peace It Forward. Those are some of my contributions. I'm Melissa Ballin. I accept peace. I'm willing to offer contributions for peace on a continuing basis from one lucky penny, my 2 cents, and my energetics and nonviolent communication. And I peace it forward the microphone and the message, the medium is it, to you, David Williams. I'll be joining you in Santa Fe and at Standing Rock to read my haiku generosity poem, hashtag water is life, and maybe even preceding you at the White House with Richard Eastman to let them know you're coming at the 4th of July Smokin', the longest running pro festival started by Dana Beale, who might be making an appearance to accept the peace baton. So stay tuned at Great Spirit Relay Radio, whether I'm with you virtually, augmented, or live and direct, I'm with you always. I support your journey. I support our listeners' journeys, and I'll see you at the top. Shout out and from a whisper to Zig Ziglar. David, I'll let you close out this first show with the next 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and I peace it forward and see you on the Peace Relay.
Very good.
Thank you. Phrases go up.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Okay, well, thank you, everybody who's listening, for navigating your way through this hour recording. If you're hearing the end, unless you skip to it for the punchline, you've listened to all this, and you can call in as a guest anytime. Well, next time when we have radio guests, take note of the number is 917-889-8278. Thanks to Jason and Melissa for putting this together. And I'll just close off with a...
Maybe you read the number wrong. That was... Oh. 8298.
Okay. Oh, sorry. 917-889-8298.
And you don't even know how to take a caller yet. You haven't been instructed.
Okay. Well,
that message is for the future.
Yeah, for the future. So
this
don't call now.
This is our first episode.
This is our
listening.
You're
on the replay.
You're listening to the historic first episode where I don't know what I'm doing. I can talk, but other than that, okay.
And walk.
And I can chew gum and walk at the same time, but I can't drive and walk at the same time. So anyway, I want to close off with a comment about the Hemp Wise Movement.
Keep going. I'll tell you when it's finished.
And what we're doing is, as you may know, the movement from Jack Harris' time, his initiative was to, which is now CCHHI, to fully re-legalize the plant, that is to try as much as possible free it from government taxation and regulation. But we've had to make various compromises along the way to make headway in public opinion and government representative understanding. So years ago, 20, 30 years ago, split into the hemp and cannabis and marijuana separate movements, marijuana being the name associated with its demonization and recreational so-called use, cannabis being the name for its applied to its medical use, and then hemp has been stripped off the name from the whole plant that contains all those things to just apply to the fiber and the industrial uses, cellulose and so forth. So this is done for the purpose of making headway in each of those issues and inroads of its knowledge into the minds of the populace, and then bring along with it the full knowledge of the whole plant. So we have now, it's come time to reunite these movements. And to do that, the Great Spirit Relay will be carrying the message called the Hemp Wise Movement. So the Hemp Wise Movement means get wise to the full implications of hemp. It's the most important vegetable on the planet. Most high-quality vegetable oil from the seeds, medicinal properties of the flowers, industrial uses, cheap construction materials, radioactive materials out of the ground it takes. You can sequester them and heal the earth, heal the planet and the people by promoting a global hemp economy to save the world. So a hemp-wise movement for a global hemp economy to heal Mother Earth and all of its people. Great Spirit Relay Radio. We'll see you next time. This is May 26th, 2018. David Williams, Melissa Ballin, Jeff Brodsky, signing off for the first episode. Peace it forward. Great Spirit Relay. Global Peace 2021. Be peace. Be water. Be love. Be harmony. Peace. Love. Practice peace through the practice of unconditional love. We're with you. 10, 9. Om Sri Ram, Purakom, Purakom, Purak.
Om.